brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Keiser, inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange, virtual specialist technology, TV presenter, radio host, broadcaster, journalist, a presenter for Al Jazeera English, and a blogger for the Huffington Post, will be joining us coming up in the next segment from London, England. He's been accurately predicting for more than 5 years what we're currently watching. I've been watching him on Al Jazeera, British TV, Russian TV, and I thought, man, this is a voice we need to hear here in the United States. So we're going to be getting him on the show today. And we're going to be taking phone calls while he's on with us as well. I just broke down the basics of what's happening with the economy. I'll give the latest market news and analysis with Max Keiser coming up in the next segment. Right now, we'll start going to your calls. We'll be taking them with Keiser as well. Joe in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you? I have nothing to plug other than information and trying to wake up America along with you with this what you coin now and this appropriate description of a economic 9/11. Madison Avenue is being, you know, blown up premeditatedly by these international banker terrorists.
Well, they expand the power of the FBI and pass a bunch of police state laws. The Wall Street bombed itself in 1920. People forget about that. So, yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, and we need to look at, you know, the people behind the veil, the same role players. For example, I work for AIG, and AIG, you know, as you know, was the 18th largest company in the world.
And they insured the scam. They insured the scam paper.
Absolutely. And good old Maurice Greenberg, Hank Greenberg, who ran the company from 62 to 2005. Listen to his credentials. This is what something that perhaps Paul Craig Roberts, your next guest, can
And he made over
address.
$3 billion himself.
Correct. And here's the point. He was the honorary vice chairman and director of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a member of David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission. In the 1980s, his foreign connections prompted the Reagan administration to offer him a job as a deputy director of the CIA, which he declined. But then in 2005, he and his two sons, after being under scrutiny of Elliot Spitzer, the Attorney General of New York, he and his two sons, Jeffrey, and who ran Marsh McLennan, and Evan Greenberg, who ran Ace Limited, cornered virtually the three of them, father and son combination, cornered the insurance industry worldwide. Now, he was also a client and close friend of Henry Kissinger during the 80s.
And how did they do that? Through selective enforcement, because they controlled the regulatory hedge, they allowed their company to engage in creating false assets through the paper scam to then corner other legitimate structures in insurance and banking, and now they are using federal regulators to go after solvent banks to forcibly consolidate to themselves.
Absolutely, and Henry Kissinger, he was such a buddy of his, that Kissinger opened the way for Greenberg, you know, in the 60s during Mao Zedong's era, which was impossible to get into China, and he cornered the Asian market in insurance. He was all, and as a return favor, he appointed Kissinger, the Hong Kong Chief Executive's Council of International Advisors from 98 to 2005. He also was a trustee.
And then they got to design the architecture of who got to come into China, and those first companies like Walmart that did were able to then corner the manufacturing market and destroy all their competition, not through free market, but through controlled crony monopoly system.
Absolutely. In fact, he's Greenberg. Hank Greenberg is currently the trustee of the Asian Society. He's a trustee emeritus of the Rockefeller University and honorary trustee of the Rockefeller Foundation as well. He donated $50 million to Yale University, Skull and Bones, in 2006 to advance Yale's China collaboration. I mean, so the point is this, and this is one of the things that maybe you can talk to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I've been wanting to bring this up when he's been on your show in the last several weeks, but I love him dearly. He has great research, but he seems to think that financially speaking, you know, even though he's right on the state police and how that's all being orchestrated, he doesn't believe that this is all inside as far as bringing this premeditated.
Well, that's because he comes from the inside structure. Excellent call.
Lead from solder and copper pipes. Mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We should have Max Kaiser in the next few minutes. We got a bad line to England, so he's going to another office right now. He'll be joining us. He's a writer for the Huffington Post, presenter on Al Jazeera TV English, and on other TV networks as well. So he'll be joining us coming up here in just a few minutes as soon as we work that out. Bottom line, this is a financial 9/11. And in fact, the establishment have been calling it on the order of 9/11. They are the authors of the inside baseball scam. They control the regulators. A small group of banks, i.e. the private Federal Reserve shareholders, they regulate and control all the other banks. And then other federal regulators put into power by this corrupt system regulate and control the insurance agencies and the stockbrokers, the brokerage firms. And so they created thousands of trillions of fake paper, hundreds of times bigger than the entire real global economy. And they are looting everything. They know they're bringing the dollar down. They know they're bringing down the world financial system. They've had Kissinger and the head of the Kissinger Group and a bunch of others. We've had stories up on Infowars.net by Steve Watson, excellent ones in the last week. You should go read it. We should play those video clips of them on television saying it saying, we need a new world order. We need a global regulatory banking system over every nation. Only that will stop further crises. So, this inside group who control the regulators, who control the liquidity, they have flooded the world with all this fake paper. They bought the mines and the stocks and the defense stocks and the real estate and the media companies. They bought up the real infrastructure. And then now, as the derivatives come home to roost, which is hundreds of times greater than all the real assets in the world, they're blaming it on less than $100 billion in subprime mortgages, which could have been paid off for less than $100 billion. They're claiming that caused all of this, to blame it on the people as usual. And so they terrorize for 2 weeks saying, if you don't pass this bailout, there will be a depression. No president, no Treasury Secretary ever talked like that. Then they don't have the president's working group on the markets, the plunge protection team. They have them stand down. They have them stand down yesterday, so $1,200+ billion can be lost in the stock market. And then they say, okay, it's going to go down even further unless you, the American people, and I saw John McCain say this, the American people don't understand, doesn't matter if it's unpopular, we've got to do this. Sit down and shut up. And it's still in the provision to give immunity, but not just immunity, nothing can be reviewed by the Treasury to make it a fourth super branch of government above everything with no oversight. The very criminals that engineered this. And now they said they want to create a new world government banking body over the crisis caused by the American people. And the very bankers that engineered it all now want to stampede us into accepting a world government banking system. We'll buy our carbon credits from them. That's the new bubble they want to create. It's amazing. For the rest of the hour, and we will be taking your calls for him, coming up at the bottom of the hour, is an amazing individual. I've seen him on Russian TV, Iranian TV. I've seen him on British television. He's one of the top financial presenters for Al Jazeera English. He's a blogger for the Huffington Post, one of the biggest alternative media sites in the world. He's also the host of a weekly radio talk show about the markets on Resonance FM in London, which I'm also a routine guest on other shows on that fine station. And it just goes on and on and on. He has a daily podcast. He's also an inventor. He invented the Hollywood Stock Exchange and a lot of other things. We're really honored to have him on with us for the next 47 minutes. Mr. Kaiser, so much is happening. Can you just give us the basics? You've been predicting this for a long time of what we're really facing, who the insiders are, and where they're trying to take things versus where the Congress is trying to take things, saying no to the rescue package. I think bailout isn't a good enough con name, so now it's the rescue looting package. Break it down for us.
Yeah, sure, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show. You know, I was listening earlier. You were mentioning about the sexification of the evening news, and I think about CNBC when they have Maria Bartiromo, if you've ever seen that show.
And oh, yes.
That shot of her standing on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. And she is basically the female egg that is surrounded by hundreds of male sperm trying to penetrate the egg. And that shot from a visual is quite stunning when you put it in that context. You know, Keynes talked about releasing the animal instincts in the economy. And I'm sure she's launched more buys and sales based on that one shot of her surrounded by all those hungry, all those active sperm than probably any bailout package ever conceived.
Yeah, this is an archetypal image, and the psychological warfare experts are masters of it. It is taught by the PR firms, but the public doesn't understand that this is how it's done.
Anyway, on the financial side of it, you know, people get bogged down in the jargon and the terms that are used by the finance media to try to confuse people. But it's really, you know, you break it down, you know, words like derivative, for example, you know, I think people would benefit if they just kind of understood a little bit more about what this whole idea of derivatives are. If I can just spend a few minutes on,
listen,
that.
I'm just going to sit here. You just run.
Yeah, think about a derivative. If you think about it, you got to go back to, remember, the dot-com craze of the late 90s. A lot of these dot-com companies did what was called banner swapping, where Company A and Company B would swap, let's say, $1 million worth of banners. These banners had no intrinsic value at all. But both companies would book the transaction as a short-term gain, and both companies would book the long-term the loss as a long-term liability. If you think about that in terms of what the banks have been doing for the past 5 to 10 years, it's kind of a sophisticated version of this banner swapping, where Bank A and Bank B, they'll both swap $1 billion with the derivatives. These derivatives have no intrinsic value whatsoever, but both Bank A and Bank B will book the immediate sales of profit. That'll drop down to the bottom line. That'll boost the stock price, which will trigger an option payment to the executive. And both banks will consider the loss as a long-term liability that they don't have to worry about for 10, 20, 30 years. Now, what happened, that's just, if you look at it in that context, you understand that what's been going on is just billions, hundreds of billions, and trillions of dollars worth of what are intrinsically, inherently worthless transactions, but they generate these huge amounts of fees for the people involved. And for 10 or 15 years, I could get away with it because for 10 or 15 years, really going all the way back to the early 1980s, the trend in the markets, in the bond markets specifically, has been one where interest rates have been, for the most part, going down. So this has covered up a lot of sins over the past 10, 15, 20 years.
And so has the trade deficit.
Exactly, because that is essentially a number that keeps building. But, you know, a lot of those numbers never hit the actual balance sheet. For example, you know, the number like the GDP number or the inflation numbers or the employment numbers, or, you know, a lot of these numbers are massaged. And we made a film for this, a couple of films about on this very topic. But what happened last summer, Alex, and the reason why this crisis really hit was that starting last summer, you had this long-term trend in interest rates reverse itself, and interest rates started to tick up. And what happened was the hologram, that is this global financial system, started to be shut off. And these banks started to have to realize that what they were carrying had to come clean and say, look, this doesn't actually have any value whatsoever. And this triggered this, what I call a hologram, a global financial hologram, I guess, you know, to start to trigger the continuous and the contiguous requirement from various banks to recognize that what they were holding was, in fact, worth nothing. And this kept building and building. Now, this effort right now by the Congress to put a gun to the head by Wall Street to put a gun to Congress's head and say, look, we need another $700 billion to keep the Ponzi scheme going. You know, it's money that basically is it's not going to really put any dent into the fact that the underlying economics that we're talking about here have shifted away from ever being able to continue this game any further. It's not going to change anything.
It's a black hole. It's a black hole.
Effectively, it has become a financial black hole. You could shovel $700 billion, $1 trillion, $3 trillion. It won't make any difference. The structural integrity is going to collapse.
Well, this is like a house that's on fire, and the firefighters try to put it out by throwing giant truckloads of kindling on it.
Pretty much. This is actually making the problem a lot worse by throwing... And also, remember, when they talk about putting money into the problem, they're not actually putting any money into the problem. They're putting credit into the problem. And what does that mean? It just means that the American banking system and the global banking system works on this fractional reserve requirement.
And so they're always – well, that's the point. All this money and $940 billion lended out last week alone to the banks, they're going out with the same scam instruments, even more desperately trying to keep the bubble going.
It's just piling more debt on top of debt. You can't get rid of debt by creating more debt. All you're doing is you're making the situation more unstable.
Well, bottom line, when we get back, I want to hear from you, Max Kaiser, because you predicted this with great precision, like Ron Paul and others, where the next phase of this is going to go, what it's going to look like. And I also want to hear you give us your expert take on the asinine claim that subprime mortgages, it's all our fault, we have to pay this. They're trying to, the people that engineered this are now trying to pose as the saviors, get incredible new powers out of it. and at the same time be given this immunity. And so I want to break that down with Max Kaiser. The website's maxkaiser.net. Stay with us.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Bottom line, we have the architects of the derivative black hole posing as the saviors and engaging in economic terrorism. I mean, there is no words strong enough to describe this. As our guest said, Max Kaiser, they have a gun to our head and then driving down the stock market yesterday with all their bad mouthing and with the different financial powers the Treasury has to then threaten the public into submit to us or it's over. What are they really after here and what's happening, Max Kaiser?
Well, let's talk a little bit about how to affect a market downturn. You know, as you mentioned, I designed the technology for the Hollywood Stock Exchange, which became the basis for what are now called prediction markets. These are online markets using virtual currencies. And I used a lot of the technology that was used on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, which is the specialist system. And, for example, the government, in this case, those who are interested in getting a buy-in from the American public through having the stocks crash and the fear that would come as a result of that, you don't have to actually sell the stocks per se, although they are actively buying and selling stocks. You know, as you pointed out, after the 87 crash, Reagan and Greenspan and Robert Rubin created the Working Group on Finance, which is euphemistically now called the Plunge Protection Team. And I was working on Wall Street at the time. I was on Wall Street the day of the crash, and I remember that quite vividly. And I remember Reagan's speech and what Greenspan had to say about that. But this technology has evolved. So you don't actually need, let's say, the government or whomever selling. And by the way, you know, J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs have very, very close ties to the government, as is Sumitomo Bank in Japan and various other central banks. They control a very large central pool of capital that is used ostensibly for currency control, because after 1971, the world went off the gold standard. You know, the U.S. Closed the gold window and went on a pure fiat currency standard. This means that governments had to keep their currencies somewhat in line to affect global trade. Well, that's been abused over the years, so that the governments are now using that mechanism to, as we see now, to make political policy by making prices move. And in the case of these prices on the derivative exchanges and the bond markets, you don't actually have to go in there and change the price per se. You just need to change the ratio required that creates a downtick or an uptick. For example, on the Hollywood Stock Exchange or any virtual market, if I want to make it so that stock prices go down, I simply change the ratio required of a sale versus a buy that would affect the downtick. And if you affect that change, you create anyone that comes in with a sell order, that sell order is magnified versus a buy order. So every sell order suddenly is worth 100 sell orders. And if you simply change that technology, you're not actually buying or selling anything. You're just playing into somebody's emotion, because as we know from economics and finance, there's a lot of emotion involved. And if you start to see prices tick down, you then are emotionally, you're kind of drawn into it, and you panic and you sell more readily. And this is very easy for them to do this. Now, I had an issue a few years ago because the Pentagon was launching under Poindexter. They were launching a virtual market called the Policy Analysis Market, or PAM, where they wanted to make futures contracts based on future terrorist events or try to predict terrorist events. And I was adamantly against it.
It was going to be betting on terrorist events, which, by the way, they could trigger when they wanted to.
Well, that was my point. You see, they go out there with this message that markets are fair and markets are are able to affect a certain equilibrium. That's true if you leave them alone. But we don't
have a free market. It is rigged.
It's completely rigged. I made a film called Rigged Markets for Al Jazeera. Nobody in America would broadcast the film. Only Al Jazeera broadcast the film. I made a movie for Al Jazeera called Death of the Dollar, Death of the Dollar 2, talking about how the dollar and the markets were rigged. Nobody in the U.S. would broadcast it. In the U.K., in our radio show, I said that Bradford and Bingley, 3 years ago, I said Bradford and Bingley is going to collapse because of what they were doing in the markets. They just recently collapsed. I said Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were going to collapse. They collapsed.
And by the way, that's why you're here. We see hundreds of these experts who, and different sites have done the analysis, who are wrong about 80% of the time. But that's why the establishment puts them there, is to lie and mislead people. And then people like Ron Paul, yourself, and really hundreds of other economists like Joe Stiglitz, they are almost always right, but then you hardly ever see them on TV.
Yeah, I follow those guys' work. You know, maybe what I bring to it is understanding the technology of money. And since going off the gold standard, money has become, and financial engineering has become, the biggest product in America. America doesn't make stuff anymore. They export exchange units and bonds and currency as an exchange for stuff. And you have a world.
Basically, they're the man behind the curtain running the different Ponzi schemes.
That's right, and it's worked very well up until last summer, when interest rates, which are basically the secret sauce of any Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan derivative product structured vehicle, special
interest. Hold on, stay there, MaxKaiser.net. We'll be right back to break that down and more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down and the eyes in his head.
Our yes, Max Kaiser, website maxkaiser.net, Kaiser spelled K-E-I-S-E-R. Got links to him up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He's internationally known, and he's known in Europe, Japan, Asia, Russia, England. But, of course, here in the U.S., because he'll tell you the truth, he's not known because the financial hologram, the false reality, as he properly calls it, I love that term, owns the corporate media, the PR firms that are there to sell you lies. And now we see the Ponzi scheme coming to an end. The question is, will they be able to set up their new international order and give themselves global governmental powers to enforce a new order? That's what they do. They create crises, scam everybody, and then pose as the saviors into the next phase. And so he's giving us a lot of technical information, which is very valuable. I don't want to say dumbing it down, but you know, even for people like myself who try to follow it, you've been very good at predicting what's going to happen. I know there's different scenarios that could unfold, all of them not good for the average person, most of them not good even for the elites that are running all of this, but I mean, break down what it means that Congress said no, now the fear-mongering of, oh, look, you made the market go down $1,200,000,000, the biggest stock market drop ever in total numbers, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, there's so many facets to this, but where do you see it going, Max Keiser?
Well, the question is, are the markets being manipulated? And the question is, yes, they're being manipulated. And I think, again, you know, my predictions that I've made have been based on looking for how and when markets have been manipulated and then understand who's manipulating them, why they're manipulating them, and then you can make some predictions based on that. You know, after the 9/11 collapse, you know, Greenspan dropped interest rates to a very, very low level. He was manipulating the interest rate market, and he was doing so, in my opinion, because he wanted to save face, you know, that the idea was we can't show the bad guys that we're going to stop shopping. We're not going to, we don't want to interrupt our, you know, our model here in the America 70% consumption. So they dropped those interest rates very low in a very manipulative way. And this created, you know, there should have been a recession in 2001, 2002 because of the dot-com collapse. But that recession never happened. Greenspan simply reinflated the bubble by keeping those rates too low as a way to really overcompensate for those attacks. Because those attacks, you know, there was already a recession baked into the cake. They overcompensated. They manipulated rates down.
And so now it's worse today, and then they're going to pump it up again, making it even worse in the future.
Yeah, the bubble reinflated. You had the real estate bubble. It popped. Now, what's in that bill that they're trying to circulate? Unbelievably, there's a clause in the bill that would move to reserve-less banking. They want to have the American banking system go from having 1 or 2 or 3% reserves on the balance sheet for the loans to zero. Reserveless banking. That's like saying we're going to be moving to an economy based on a currency that's collateralized by chicken feathers. There's absolutely nothing in there. They want to have an economy that's pure transactions. They want to still generate fees. Hank Paulson's laundromat, the $700 billion laundromat, all they do is it's a circular laundromat. Bad debts go in, and then nice fresh T-bills that are completely uncollateralized, freshly printed, come out. There's a loss booked, and that booked loss is going to go as an item on the balance sheet to be paid for, but I don't call them the American taxpayer because there's no such thing anymore. You have only the American debtor slaves. You have debt slaves, that's it. You know, I call it the American duck farm or foie gras farm. You know, they're stuffed.
You know, I'm laughing, Max Keiser, but the bankers are laughing, but who gets left holding the bill? Sure, it's all fiat for them, and they buy real things with it. And you know, empires are bought and paid for in wars, but then we are left holding the bag. And so now they're trying to go from a fiat system to a complete hologram forecast. I mean, how is this going to end?
Well, I was interested. I was very struck by the story out of the UK. There's a banker in the city of London. He was a rich banker, an elite, I guess you could call, who just killed himself, threw himself in front of a freight train because this, you know, part of the situation here is I'm convinced that the bankers like are almost worshiping death in some ways. For example, Goldman Sachs, you know, they create bonds that they themselves are destroying in their back office. They're completely schizophrenic. You know, they were doing this as part of the build-up to the meltdown in the real estate market. The story here, how Goldman profited from the subprime meltdown, talking about how they themselves were issuing bonds to finance the subprime while shorting the bonds at the same time. So they have this internal schizophrenia that's almost like it's psychotic. So I think that's one of the elements. When you talk to a lot of your guests on your show, you talk to eminent economists, and the question always comes up, why are they doing this? It seems like they're shooting themselves in the foot. I'm pretty sure that there's a certain element, you know, of psychosis. I call it almost as if Hank Paulson has become like Colonel Kurt. He's gone upriver, and he's surrounding himself with bankers, and he's trying to destroy, you know, he's trying to destroy the entire world And no one can find him. No one can get to him. It's a classic situation, isn't it? When somebody in a democracy assumes dictatorial power. We've seen that before.
Well, it's narcosis. It's narcosis, like when you're diving too deep and you are high as a kite. I mean, it's the same thing. And they're building up a police state to suppress us when they repossess everything. You know, they believe there's a method to their madness. And their argument is, hey, if we can create unlimited paper and buy up all the real assets and then leave the schmucks holding the bag, so what? But the problem is the people aren't buying into what they're saying. Now, I want to go to some calls, but first off, Max Kaiser, and the website's maxkaiser.net.
.com.
Okay, .com. Well, there's a whole bunch of them here then. Well, whose website is .net then?
That's me also. I have .com is where we have all the headlines.
Okay.
We have some information about the organization, but .com are all the headlines where people come to get the daily follow the money headlines.
Fantastic. We got links to both. Now, I just happen to have the net one in front of me right now. Now, looking at this, play out, do you think the establishment was counting on Congress saying no to the bailout, A? B, do you think they'll be successful now with the financial terrorism? During a break, you likened it to the terror alert, and every time Rumsfeld needed money or there was a political problem, they would just declare that Al-Qaeda was about to attack, and the public would buy that for a while until they stopped buying it. I mean, what are they going to do in the short term? Was this a defeat for them, or were they counting on that so they could then throttle the stock market and then get the public to acquiesce to this, to signing on to it?
I think it was a defeat. I think it was a bit surprising. But I also think that, as we've described, they can do pretty much anything they want to the market, and it scares people. And as we were saying, it's just like those terror alerts that you used to get. You know, and every time Pentagon wanted more money, they'd hit the red alert, and suddenly there was an alert. Everyone was hiding under their desks, and the Pentagon got a huge new influx of money for their budget. Similarly, they're using the markets in this similar way. You know, you've mentioned it in terms of financial terrorism, et cetera, and I don't think that's far from the actual truth. Based on what I know in terms of how markets can be manipulated, we talked about the policy analysis market for a second, which was that market on terror futures, and the room for abuse for that is incredible because now you've got people directly profiting from manipulating a market, and then when they take their profits, they can simply say, well, it wasn't us. It was the market. See, that's the tall grass everyone runs into. Every time that there's a crash or something like this, they say, well, it wasn't us. It was the market, and nobody knows the market. That's completely incorrect at this stage of the game. The market, the prices on these stocks, bonds, currencies are being managed. They're being targeted for an effect. If they think that it's going to take a certain percent drop in the Dow Jones to pass this bill, they will get to that price, and they can do so using the technology they have and using the relationships that they have. There is no buy and sell, as that notion is understood in a free market. And, you know, Ron Paul is absolutely right when he says that, it's a paraphrase. He talks about that the free market is really not at work in the United States. You've got now something that looks like a free market, but it's being operated by people who are using it as a scare tactic. That's clear. I can see that as an expert, if you will, on the technology of markets. That I've been involved for 25 years. I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that these markets are being manipulated for political ends.
Well, they admit they are, and at the same time, it's more than just insider trading. It's insider regulation. It's the ultimate, and I want your take on this, but I would say that this is that the term conflict of interest isn't strong enough for just Henry Paulson alone with Goldman Sachs.
It's a cult. There's a cult. There's a cult of personality. It's not just a conflict of interest. It's like saying that Charles Manson or Squeaky Fromm had a conflict of interest. It's a cult of insiders who worship the market. They believe in something called market fundamentalism, the same way extremist theocrats believe in, you know, religious extremism or fundamentalism. These are market fundamentalists. They believe in the market as this entity that they're willing to do these things in the name of the market, and it's a counterpart to what we see in other areas of the world with what we call religious fanaticism or extremism. These guys are market extremists, and the result is equally damaging.
Well, it takes the the term that, you know, markets are based on confidence to a new level where they just say we can commit any crime, break any rule. Meanwhile, I had a congressman on yesterday, Burgess, and a lot of others are saying that the reason they're voting against this, the package yesterday was because there is so much insider opportunism going on. And then earlier you just mentioned, you know, the fact that there will be no reserves in this banking, but that's only in a select inner group from the way I read it, because right now they're sending out regulators that are allied to the inner coterie or the inner crime syndicate, and they're feeding on other banks and using their regulators to basically engage in predatory actions against parts of the market that aren't in as much trouble as they're saying. I mean, is there any reality to that?
Yeah, absolutely. The Glass-Steagall Act, as you know, was put up there after the crash of 29. As far as the Securities Act of 33 and 34, the SEC put up the Glass-Steagall Act to separate banks and brokers because they're naturally cannibalistic. Now, under Clinton, actually, the Glass-Steagall was repealed, which gave these banks and brokers the ability to collude again. And what we're seeing now is these rapacious, vampire-like debt sucker black hole banks, they need fresh blood. So they're going after these small deposits, these small banks, and they're going after that, and they're stealing their deposits to help to feed the black hole, to feed their extremist view of the way markets should be active. So anyone who's got money in a bank in the United States, you know, they're being targeted by these guys who want that fresh blood, that fresh cash that is not insured at over $100,000. They want that fresh cash to feed their rapacious debt, you know, spinning, fee-generating model that it just doesn't work. Again, you know, I mean, not to always quote Ron Paul, but he does make some excellent points. As he points out, systemically, the situation is broken. So it doesn't matter how much money you throw at it. If the model is broken, it doesn't make any sense to continue the model. The model has to be revisited or it needs to be re-architected so that you have genuine supply and demand.
All right, MaxKaiser.com is the website. Max Kaiser is our guest. I want to get to your phone calls. Rourke, who disagrees, will go to the head of the line, but I've got to ask this question before we go to calls and the time we have left with you today. We got you on a bit late because of phone problems. For that, I apologize to the listeners, but again, you can find out more about our guest at MaxKaiser.com. Max, where is it going? You predicted years before, you know, each bank that was going to go under, you and others were able to see the basic market fundamentals and break that down. Where is it going? What is going to happen? How bad is this depression going to get? How long will this sustain? How do you see things settling out on the other end? Will the architects of this criminal vortex be able to hoax us into positioning themselves as the saviors and setting up a new global government based on banking, a new order where they go around regulating everybody else? I mean, that's what they're saying they want to do. Or will they fall?
It depends on the American people. The American people still have it within their means to push back. And I'll give you an interesting something to think about for you and your listeners. Basically, the way what they're fighting the American people with, the ultimate weapon that they use is inflation. Basically, that's the weapon. They're going to inflate the value of your currency down to zero, the U.S. dollar, so that you end up back in the poorhouse where you were and your family were generations ago. So therefore, it stands to reason that the only way to fight inflation is with deflation. Now, I'll give you an example. I suggested this a couple of years ago, and I was immediately smeared by the right-wing press in America. But it was written up by a bank here in Europe, Chevreux Bank, as the ultimate weapon for activists looking to fight back. Think of it this way. If deflation is the only thing that can fight inflation, then why not target your deflation? Why not get together as a community, as an American community, and say, you know what, we've got the power to make these markets reflect our interests. And what you can do, for example, is you look at these stocks, you look at a stock that might be vulnerable to the only weapon that an impoverished person has at their disposal, which is a boycott. It worked for Gandhi. It worked for Martin Luther King Jr. The boycott is the no cost weapon of choice. Is there a company out there that's vulnerable to a boycott en masse, effectively pushing deflation against inflation, or what's called a monopsony versus you're fighting the monopoly?
Well, I agree with the plan. The power of the boycott, of course, is legendary. The problem is we have an alternative media. It's big, it's growing, but it's splintered. We don't have that mass transmission power they have to put out the talking point on every channel. And so how do we communicate an effective boycott? How do we pick an effective boycott target?
I'll give you the motivating force is going to be greed. Let me tell you something to you and your listeners. How would you like to make money using the same tools that they're using against you? Here's what I suggest. If you take a company that's vulnerable, and I'll give you a company, and it's not because they're a bad company. It's because they're vulnerable, although you could make the case that they do bad things. If you take a company like Coca-Cola, for example, it's trading at close to 4x sales. For every dollar you don't spend on Coke's products, you're going to cut $4 off their market cap. If a sufficient number of people join that boycott, two things happen. Number one, the revenues start to go down. Number two, the same hedge fund that are attacking you and your savings and attacking you and your American dollar are going to attack Coke stock. So you're drawing the same forces of capitalism in your favor.
So it's like putting blood in the water. You draw in bigger sharks to attack the Shamu.
Exactly. And it shows if the American people can take down a $120 billion company just to show that they can, to flex their muscle, to bring deflation against this inflation, they're going to feel mighty good about themselves. It's like the Boston Tea Party. No taxation without representation.
All right, Max Kaiser, stay there. I'm Alex Jones.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
I promise we're going to Rourke, Rob, Alex, Sonny, Tony. Our guest is going to stay with us 20 minutes to the next hour, roughly. You can learn more from folks like Max Keiser by visiting InfoWars.com. We bring you the best guests, people that have accurately predicted what's happening, and to talk about the real market architecture. It is fraud by design. It is not free market. It is a dog and pony show of the greatest degree. It is an illusion. And before he leaves us, I'm going to challenge him to really get into how bad he thinks it's going to get, how he predicts it will play out. Because we haven't seen anything yet. But I want to go to your calls right now. Let's talk to Rourke in Texas. He's the last caller in line, but he goes to the head of the line because he disagrees. Go ahead, Rourke. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Max. Yes, I called in today because I believe money is a trick. I believe the economic ideologies that exist are tricks, and I believe that communism, socialism, and capitalism are degrees of fascism, and I believe the solution is a free free market, but money is control, and so I think an even freer solution is that of a free manufacturing base.
Yeah, but, you know, you've called before, and then you don't really flesh out your idea. Nothing is, quote, free. Someone has to take their time and energy to build it, and then they're going to have to sell something to pay for it.
Well, if there's no money, there wouldn't be any need to.
Yeah, and we go back to the Stone Age, sir. That's why they invented.
No.
I can't talk to you. I appreciate your call.
Yeah, I'll give you an insight into that, if I might.
Okay, go ahead.
If you look at what's happening in the open source movement with software, you know, that has really, Linus Torvald in the rest of Europe, of course, and Linux, gave rise to this whole idea of free software, and Richard Stallman, the free software movement. And it really is a worthwhile economic model to have free software distributed freely. Certainly Google is a huge multi-billion dollar company giving away free information effectively that is contributed to them by others. So this is an interesting period in history because of the frictionless nature of the Internet. You can have what are called increased return economics, where you're getting back something actually using free labor.
Well, let's be clear. I'm not saying that you can't have barter with information technology systems, that doesn't accelerate it. But he's called in and said, you need to build a factory and not charge for what comes out the end of it. So, and I mean, that guy's called before, and I've talked to him, and I'm not going to be mean.
Read about Richard Stallman and then call back. I mean, to your caller. That would be
I mean, what I'm saying is money can be manipulated, and it does become a lie, but I mean, money, whether it's tally sticks or gold coins, you know, you need to have some symbol of exchange because in a complex society, you've got to have ways of you know, greasing the skins of the market, it would be Stone Age overnight.
Yeah, you need a means of exchange, okay? No question about it, for the exchange of goods and services, and money fulfills that role. And there's a way to manage it so that, you know, it's not being abused the way it is now. Unfortunately, in the U.S., because of the way it's set up, you end up with those who are in the money business co-opting the political process, so that the political process makes it easier to be in the money business. And that's unfortunately now at a point where the money business is the only business in America, really. It's the predominant.
Exactly.
Business.
The fiat made up smoke and mirrors banking system is gobbling and eating up the entire real economy. And when we come back, I want to get your take in 1 minute on, well, let me start now. Where do you see this going?
Well, it's I think, you know, you're talking about an inflationary depression. They're going to talk about unemployment going back up to, you know, 10, 15, 20, 20%. If you look at the unadjusted numbers, this unemployment in America is already over 10%, the real number. You're looking for that to double.
All right, stay there. We'll be back in 70 seconds with Max Keiser.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.